Phoenix.html is brought to you by the Cage Club Network. For all things comics, music, movies, media, and more, check out cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
I hope that you
Hey everybody, I'm Nico.
And I'm Kevo.
And this is Phoenix.html.
Exciting.
So, as you know from X's for Podcast, Uncanny X-Men is absolutely my raison d'etre. That sounds a little too intense, but you know what? It makes sense with the X-Men.
Yeah, no, it's accurate.
And the real first apex of Uncanny X-Men's creative genius is the Dark Phoenix saga, to the point where it's been adapted numerous times, each one somehow worse than the last.
It is one of the things that even to non-major X-Men comics fans that the X-Men franchise is known for.
We actually covered the Uncanny X-Men Dark Phoenix saga from the comics in depth over on X's for Podcast with Jonah.
Yes, we did.
Hey, I'm that Jonah, and I did that. Over on X's for Podcast, we assembled a whole team, including Kevo and Kyle, to take a look at Uncanny X-Men 129 to 137, the Dark Phoenix saga proper. And then Nico and I continued into the Dark Phoenix saga Apocrypha and epilogues. You can find those episodes over on X's for Podcast episodes 19 to 22, right here on Cage Club.
Thanks, Jonah. So, we're going to be taking a look at X-Men the Animated Series from Fox Kids Syndication in the early 90s.
Nice.
Which is where I get a number of these really tremendous impressions from.
Yes, you do.
We're also going to be taking a look at Wolverine and the X-Men, an animated series that is less remembered.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be turning things over to some live-action adaptations with the original X trilogy.
Ooh.
Well, ooh, ooh, and then ooh.
Yeah.
From there, we're going to be flipping it over to the second X trilogy, which is like, ooh, ooh.
And then who knows?
Absolutely. All of this is in preparation for the end of the Fox Marvelverse as we know it, Dark Phoenix, in which they decided to write a film so bad it tanks a universe.
Which is a choice.
All kidding aside, there has been a number of sources saying that Dark Phoenix has undergone a series of constant reshoots and rewrites, leading to many people feeling concerned for the fate of this film.
It certainly has been a long, confusing ride between Apocalypse and now.
Part of the problem is, as I said over on X's for Podcast, what made the Dark Phoenix saga so amazing is the relationship that the X-Men shared at that point. There was already a strong enough bond that following Jean on this journey and watching her lose her humanity, it hurt and it took something from us, and it was well earned. Jean had been in so many ways the star of Claremont's narrative since X-Men 100, maybe even a little bit earlier. So it was not hard as a reader to follow how Jean had become the star of the show. There has been at no point in any of these films an entire movie you can say has been about Jean Grey, except the times they make her Dark Phoenix.
Now, I'm glad that we're going to be coming off of our MCU.html project to study these adaptations of the Dark Phoenix, because we've done a lot of studying comic adaptations through that, and how those did and didn't earn special moments with characters. And I would really agree with you, especially now that I have read the Dark Phoenix saga, and even though I haven't read all of X-Men like you and Jonah and Kyle have, I have a better sense of the character and what she means to the rest of the team through that. And in all the adaptations that I remember seeing of the Dark Phoenix saga, I never really felt that connection or that the character had been given that level of importance and significance to the story and the cast before just shoving her off into the Dark Phoenix deep end. And I don't think that we've really earned that so far with Sophie Turner's portrayal either.
And that is through no fault of Sophie Turner's, who has been given so little screen time to develop this character in this perspective. Well, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. We have a number of adaptations to watch, discuss, dissect, despair, So until then, Kevo, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KevoReally, KevoReally, or you can find me on the Facebook page for this show, Husbands Talking More or Less.
You can also find us over on our webcomic, Kid Riot, where along with our amazing partners, Taryn and Tori, we create an inclusive, diverse comic for a modern audience. You can also find us on X's for Podcast, the show we keep talking about, where along with Jonah and Kyle, we dissect the Uncanny X-Men comic book franchise. A number of those characters are going to be popping up here, so if you want to give that show a listen, it'll help you have a very different perspective on this show. Then there's Now and Again, which I do with my childhood best friend Chris, where we talk about the Now That's What I Call Music series and discuss pop music at large. I'm also available on Instagram at NicoAction, NicoAction. So until the child of light and dark comes to burn away what doesn't work, we'll see ya.
Caw!
Oh my god, we're in for so many bird noises.
Because you're a chicken. You're a chicken. Cuckoo ka-cha! Cuckoo ka-cha! Yeah.
What are you doing?
My plan, women!
A cuckoo ka-cha!
I haven't found the right girl. When I do, I will ask her out. Has anyone in this family ever even seen a chicken?
Like a Lincoln.